summer camp is a cherished memory for a lot of people around Wisconsin. A unique camp in northern Wisconsin has been creating those memories for one generation after another. And it's not just memories of crafts, camping, and canoeing. They're creating lessons about life and leadership. Camp Manitouish in Boulder Junction is celebrating its 100th year of camp. This past weekend, they held festivities to invite camp alums and the public to the camp's 307-acre location on Boulder Lake. Ann Derber has been the CEO of Camp Manitouish since 2000. Ann, thanks a lot for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Well, 100 years for a summer camp. What is it that's led to the longevity of Camp Manitouish?
Well, you know, I think it's a couple of things. It is a program and an organization based on a mission that really hasn't changed in 100 years. The campers come and they have fun and they learn and they grow and they try new things. They take risks and they grow and gain that confidence, and they return, and then they bring the next generation back, and so forth. So we've been serving four generations, and I'm pretty sure the fifth generation was running around camp this weekend, so it was pretty awesome.
Yeah, talk about the festivities. It's a big deal, 100 years.
It is, and the Boulder Junction Chamber of Commerce and the community kicked us off on Friday night at the community building with about 300 alums, and a big road band played full of our alums as well, and it was just a great way to start and connect and a partnership with the Boulder Junction community. And then Saturday and Sunday we had canoeing and singing and different coaching periods and activities for kids and families to participate in. But I think the biggest thing was coming back and smelling the pines and eating in Nash Lodge and reconnecting with old friends that some hadn't seen for decades.
We hear stories about, you know, maybe kids these days not getting outside enough, worries about participation in things like 4-H and scouting. What is the value of summer camp and getting kids out there into nature?
You know, I think they get them out of their comfort zone. It's hard sometimes for parents to let their kids go, but boy, when they do, they really have a chance to figure out who they are. They have a chance to try new things and really explore and figure it out, problem solve, and have friends, and in a lot of cases have friends that last for a lifetime. And they get outside, and they're out of their comfort zone, and really provides a great opportunity for them to just be themselves.
And I understand this camp is gadget-free, no phones and tablets, right?
That is correct.
And what's the value of that?
Well, they have to talk to each other, and they have to problem solve without contacting Siri or Alexa, and they learn that they can sit around the dining room table with their cabin mates and eat lunch together and share the stories of the day, and that happens less and less, and it's so vital and so important to make that personal and human contact.
I want to dig into the history a little bit. This goes back to 1919. The camp was established for boys. Can you tell us a little bit about the foundation of Camp Manitouish?
Well, we actually, Walter Wones, who was a director at Phantom Lake in Maguanago, they wanted to find a location for boys that would provide a little bit more rugged experience and get them into the true wilderness of northern Wisconsin. And over time, we grew, and their sisters wanted to come to camp in 1941. And so we've been serving boys and girls separately, but the same program. And I think the opportunity to paddle and travel the waterways of northern Wisconsin was a drawing card and still a drawing card today.
Yeah, people think of canoeing and a lot of those traditional camp activities, but I understand Camp Manitouish really focuses also on leadership and other lessons like that.
You know, we've identified what we do as collaborative leadership. So we learn to build a shared vision. We learn that fellowship and leadership go hand in hand. We learn how to be resilient and resourcefulness and adapt to changing things that come before us. And that's the overarching work that we do, and the tools that we use are through summer camp and extended wilderness travel and leadership programs through schools and youth serving agencies and colleges and universities across the Midwest.
What are some activities that maybe have come and gone over time? Because that's a lot of history to draw from. Are they things that used to be part of the camp experience that have kind of faded away over time?
Well, I think, you know, all camps have traditions that come and go. We used to do early morning calisthenics every morning, and they used to bring the local barber in to cut the boys' hair when they were here to get them all cleaned up before they went home, and those are some of the things that we don't do today.
A part of the camp's history, I understand, is a cultural exchange that started after World War II.
That is correct. So our second director, Elmer Ott, was asked by the State Department to go over to Germany and help build German youth programs and bring them back to life and just help support the kids. And we made a connection point with a facilitator over there who became a close friend of Manitowish. And we began an exchange with Bad Münder, Germany, which is north of Hanover. And for a long time, adults and youth would go back and forth, and we still have German campers that come to our program today as an offshoot of that back in the late 60s.
Talking to Ann Derber, CEO of Camp Manitowish in northern Wisconsin. They just finished up their 100th summer as a camp here in Wisconsin, looking back at the past, present, and future of the camp. And the counselor of a camp is a time-honored tradition. And you hear at a lot of camps, you know, the campers grow up and then they become counselors. Is that something you've seen over the years there?
Absolutely. I'm a product of that myself.
Oh, really?
I had so many of our alums that came to us as campers and wanted to come back and give back to the community, the camp community.
And as you're talking to people, especially over this celebration weekend, are you talking to parents and maybe grandparents who have sent that next generation to your camp?
Oh, absolutely. There were, as I said earlier, there were four generations, and there were 3- and 4-year-olds running around that I'm pretty sure are the fifth generation to come back to camp. So I feel like I was in the sweet spot. I was among the folks that raised me as a young camper and my peer group and then those that were campers of mine and so forth. So it was pretty amazing and pretty incredible experience.
And I know the camp has a history of trying to bring in people who might not have the means to pay the traditional fare for summer camp. How do you reach out to different communities?
You know, word of mouth and support, and our alums are so, they really want our kids to have a camp experience regardless of their ability to pay. So we have a pretty incredible annual fund drive, and we allocate about $350,000 a year for campers to come to camp to make sure that they can come and have this experience, regardless of who they are, where they are, and their ability to pay.
I got to say, I, as a kid, didn't go to a summer camp. I didn't go to camps until a band camp, I guess, in high school. Can you sell the idea of summer camp, yours or another, to people who just, it isn't on their radar?
You know, I think it's really important to stop and think and realize that as a parent, we can't do it ourselves. And it really is a partnership with the families, and it's really an opportunity to help the community, if you will, and in this case, a camp community, to help raise their children to be strong and confident and young adults. And I think it's so important in today's world to be grounded in oneself and to be able to contribute to others. And you could get that through a camp experience.
And a regret I had reading about Camp Manitowish is you're doing some pretty cool outdoor nature programs, again, more than just the standard canoeing. Can you explain to us some of the things that happen over the course of the summer?
So if you came to us as an entering fifth grader, you would come for 2 weeks, and then part of your two-week experience would be a three-day canoe trip, 2 nights, 3 days, with a half-year cabin group, so 5 young men or young women and 2 staff members who would lead you on that experience. And as you grow and you want to explore more, we offer 9 the 45-day trips for young adults entering their freshman year of high school through senior year of high school. And we go to the Brooks Range in Alaska for 45 days, Inside Passage of Alaska for sea kayaking, and traveling and paddling Northwest Territories as the most extreme, if you will, adventure, an opportunity for growth, 9 to 45 days of sea kayaking, backpacking, and canoeing throughout North America.
And we've got a lot of different environments to grow up in Wisconsin. Do you see interesting combinations of kids coming from, you know, the big city to the farm and all points in between?
We do, and it's awesome to watch the wonder and awe with a night sky with no lights and the stars and to hear the loons and to see an eagle fly over. It's pretty amazing to see on a regular basis, and certainly amazing for these young kids to see the same thing for the first time.
We've talked about some of the past and present of the camp. Can you bring us into the future a little bit? What are you looking at for the next, 100 years?
I think and I hope that our program continues to be rooted in our mission and yet nimble and viable enough, if you will, to ensure that we can provide our experience regardless of the challenges that are thrown at us.
And I wanted to visit the weekend's events a little more. Can you share maybe some of the stories you heard from alums who came to celebrate with you?
You know, it was wonderful to watch the people walk down the pathway and see somebody they hadn't seen for 10, 15 years, and just the instant pleasure and smiles and hugs and tears, and reconnecting. And while everybody's Manitouish experience is personal, we all share the same growth. We all share the same experiences of learning who we are and making those connections.
Now, I always wonder, summer obviously is your peak season. That's when most things happen. What is going on? What are you doing through the rest of the year to get ready for season 101?
We're recuperating after the weekend. No, we begin right away tomorrow morning. Our September, actually, we're a year-round institution. And so we will begin serving school groups tomorrow through our leadership program. We serve high school, middle school, colleges and universities, and youth serving agencies. And we've got school groups coming tomorrow. So cleanup is taking place today, and we will work with these groups throughout the year. Winter weekends include family groups coming up here and skiing on our cross-country ski trails and making community meals together and getting outside. And then we ramp up for school groups in the spring and then summer camp throughout the summer.
Now, you were a camper there. You said you get to watch new groups of campers come in each and every year. Do you sometimes have that... moment of envy, wishing you could start it all over again?
I sometimes look back and go, I'm getting old because my campers or their kids are coming back and their kids are on staff. So, of course, and I do. But I still have the odd wonder of watching these young children grow up to be fabulous adults.
And that's a good place to leave it. Thanks so much for joining us today. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity.
Been talking to Ann Derber, CEO of Camp Manitouish. She joined us today to talk about the camp's 100th season. They were celebrating over this Labor Day weekend. Want to hear from you, by the way. You can email ideas@WPR.org or tweet us at Central Time WPR. Did you go to camp as a kid? What was your favorite? Or if you want to go there, least favorite memory of summer camp? Was it an important part of who you are, of your memories, of your life? Did you send your kids maybe to that same camp, whether it was Camp Manitouish or another park in Wisconsin or beyond? Send us an email, ideas@WPR.org, or tweet us at Central Time WPR. Of course, if you're at the camp now, I guess you don't have that device handy. So maybe after you get home. Love to hear your camp experience.